Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hey, Food Nation, Healthy Nation, it's Dr. Mike, and this is Code Delicious. Are you ready for salubrious and scrumptious all together in one tasty treat? Well, I know you are, and I know you know that means it's time once again for this fantastic exploration into food and health. And today we're traveling to Club Med. Why? Because the word is out. What is dead may never die, but rises again, harder and stronger. So if you didn't climb on board the first time, Club Med is back in the news and it's time to sign up. I am, of course, talking about the Mediterranean diet, because a brand new study confirms what is old and made new again. The Mediterranean diet is not only a delicious approach to healthful and wholesome food, but it yields very tangible results. New information details how the Mediterranean diet keeps us healthier longer. It allows us to age gracefully as we stand to face the setting sun. That, my friend, is in complete contradistinction to our modern Western diet that affords us that view from a sickbed. The New Age Project, which was funded by the European Union, or EU, developed a personally tailored Mediterranean-style diet for volunteers to assess if it could slow down the aging process. The project was conducted in 5 European countries, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, and the United Kingdom, and involved well over 1,000 different participants. Now, just recently, they released an initial report on just a couple of the many parameters they're going to examine in the study. And what they found were those consuming a Mediterranean-style diet had significantly decreased levels of C-reactive protein, or as you may know it, CRP. This marker of generalized inflammation tends to be elevated in elderly populations, as well as being associated with the development of such inflammatory conditions as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and many, many other disabilities and diseases linked with our modern society and its consumptive patterns. This study also observed the rate of bone loss in people with osteoporosis and found that it was significantly reduced. A Mediterranean approach has highlighted the deficiencies and delusions of the anachronistic, quantitative, or caloric approach towards food and health. Quite simply, focusing on the quality of ingredients through conformity to the Mediterranean diet is associated with a lower obesity risk. This is completely independent of total caloric intake. It doesn't matter how much you eat. It matters what you eat. The Mediterranean diet has been one of the most rigorously assessed cuisines in terms of health benefits. In addition to less obesity, it is associated with less risk of developing diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, hypercholesterolemia, or elevated levels of bad cholesterol, and certain types of cancers, to name but a few. In certain individuals, it has been shown to not only mitigate the complications associated with such pathologies, but to actually reverse conditions like diabetes entirely. But what is the Mediterranean diet exactly? Does a never-ending pasta bowl from Olive Garden count? What about Papa John's Italian meat lover 2-for-1 pizza deal? He promises quality ingredients and is no less a spokesperson than Peyton Manning. Speaking of which, what exactly are the health benefits of that chicken parm? Well, what we generally consider the modern Mediterranean diet was first described by Ansel Benjamin Keyes, he of the infamous cholesterol hypothesis, during his observations of post-World War II Europe. While the morbidity and mortality from cardiovascular disease skyrocketed in the 50s and 60s in the United States, the same could not be said to occur throughout the Mediterranean. Now today, that area represents 25 distinct countries, many of them like France, Spain, Italy, Lebanon, Egypt, and Turkey, to name but a few, contain multiple regions with vastly different provincial adaptions. It is much the same way that local foods and favorites can vary dramatically within the United States. From classical southern porcine barbecue goodness to Pacific northwestern salmon to the comfort foods of the American heartland to a simple, succulent New England lobster roll. A majority of the observations that Keyes collected that would eventually become the working definition of the Mediterranean diet were acquired in Greece, and particularly on the Isle of Crete. Crete is the largest island of the many that comprise Greece, along with its lands on the continent peninsula. As such, the history, culture, and cuisine have many unique features. What Keyes never appreciated was that because of the devastation suffered by Crete during World War II, the post-war diet was far from reflective of the norm. Additionally, he collected much of his data during Lent, which vastly affected the culinary choices of the many Greek Orthodox Christians that make up the majority of Crete's populace. The result, at best, is the public's poor picture of a skewed perception. The current Mediterranean dietary approach is remarkable for what it is not, as well as what it is comprised upon. There is a distinctive dearth of the many adverse dietary factors like fast food, junk food, sugar-sweetened beverages, refined grain products, partially hydrogenated or trans-fat foods that are just so ubiquitous in the modern Western diet. This wholesome, authentic approach to quality foods is what binds together the cuisine of the region, irrespective of the provincial flavorings and indifferent to the caloric considerations. It is the how they go about choosing ingredients, not a specific what. The standard, as used by the PREDIMED research group, identifies the Mediterranean pattern as based on whole or minimally processed foods and incorporates most of the protective factors like fruits and vegetables, legumes, whole grains, dietary fiber, fish, vegetable protein, and vegetable fat derived from olive oil. It is usually assessed by a 14-point system that then yields low, medium, and high adherence to such dietary principles. Other studies sometimes look at limiting dairy, although a traditional Mediterranean diet is often rich in yogurts and cheeses, fermented dairy, as opposed to butters or raw dairy. Moderate alcohol consumption is a cornerstone of the cuisine and a constant no matter the regional variations. While fish are prominent proteins in some areas of the Mediterranean, they are less so in other regions further removed from the sea. Here, locally available poultry and meat predominate, and recent studies indicate that the meat and poultry raised as it is there yield a nutritionally distinct and superior product compared to the industrial mass-produced offerings so commonplace to the modern Western diet. Lower obesity, especially abdominal or belly fat, all without carrying a kilocalorie. Less metabolic syndrome, less diabetes, less hypertension, less hypercholesterolemia, less heart attack, less stroke, less autoimmune disease, less arthritis, and less cancer. All this and fresh, wholesome, and most importantly, delicious cuisine. Talk about an all-inclusive deal. And speaking of inclusive, one area of intensive investigation and perhaps a key to the success of the Mediterranean diet involves its interaction with our gut microbiome. Constructing fresh, sumptuous sustenance with appropriate harmony and balance is the hallmark of the Mediterranean approach. Such a food feeds our inner wee beasties, reduces our stress by quite literally and figuratively reducing our levels of inflammation. In contrast, current fast food hawkers advertise the angriest hamburger yet. While our 24/7, 365, always on the go, completely wired modern life can be angry enough, our food shouldn't be. And that's a diagnosis. Remember to tweet me what you think on at WCWD. You are listening to Code Delicious with Dr. Mike on Radio MD.